I can read anything.
I can read anything. Tracy, you and I have had a couple of days to recuperate from Newbery Monday, where we heard the winners of the American Library Association's Youth Media Awards. Before we get into the awards, let's remind people why these are so important. Why do we even take the time to talk about them?
Well, I can tell you why I think they're important. I think overarching everything, books themselves matter. Books engage, books can heal, books teach, books provide refuge. Books matter because kids need them, and kids really matter. I also am fascinated by the historical component of the awards. They've been happening for over 100 years. And it's fascinating to me to see what won, say, 50 years ago compared to what wins today. And have things changed? Maybe, although not as much as one might think. But this always remains the same. The Newbery Committee works hard to flesh out what they think is the best. And it's 15 people. It's not just three people, it's 15. And they have to come to a consensus every year. And I always find it fascinating to compare my best with theirs. It's also really fascinating to me to see how the awards as a body of work itself evolves. We have over 20 categories of awards, including books that best represent the Jewish experience, the Latino experience, award books by American Indian authors and illustrators, African American authors and illustrators, books written for young adults, books written for beginner readers, and specifically nonfiction books, among others. And although these categories are specific in their books, most of these books are also eligible for the Newbery. So it's fun to see books win more than one award. So what did you think, Tammy, about what won? Did you know anything about all the blues in the sky?
I knew that it was on your list because I worked with you on putting that out last week. So I know that was one of the books that you thought had a good chance for winning. So I recognized it right away. And that made me happy because I know it's a good book because you recommended it and because it won an award. So how did you feel when you saw that?
I was surprised. First of all, I was really surprised that it didn't win a Coretta Scott King Award, which goes to Black American authors and illustrators, just because Renee Watson has won Coretta Scott King Awards in the past. For people who have been listening for a while, you may remember a poetry book that I really liked last year called Black Girl, You Are Atlas. That's also written by Renee Watson, the author of All the Blues in the Sky. So I've known her work for a while, and I really appreciate her. This one, I loved the book. I'm surprised it took the whole Newbery.
Can you remind us what the book is about?
Absolutely. The book is about a young girl named Sage, and the book actually starts after her best friend has been killed by a hit-and-run driver. And Sage's best friend was actually on her way to Sage's house to celebrate Sage's birthday with her when she was killed. And so the entire book is a book of healing. It's also a book about Sage coming to terms with the fact that she did not cause her friend's death because she firmly believed that it was her fault. She also meets with a grief group at school. And Sage eventually realizes that she has to lean on them as new friends because her best friend is gone. And the book is a book in verse, and it's a really, really fast read. I'd highly recommend it because the book is really good, and it ends on such a positive note, although the ending made me cry. And that doesn't happen a lot in books, but this one I was crying. And after the Newberries were awarded, I messaged my husband and I said, "Hey, you know that book in verse that made me cry when I was reading it?" And he goes, "Yeah." And I said, "It just won the Newbery." And he said, "Well, that's cool, I guess, but I wish they would have picked a happy book." And I thought, that's I guess kind of true. And maybe that's the perception of the Newbery for a lot of people who aren't inside of the Newbery, that they aren't very happy books. Although some of them are pretty good. Any list that includes Frog and Toad, that's a good list.
Another book that popped out at me is Will's Race for Home by Jewel Parker Rhodes, because I think you've actually talked about this a couple times.
I
You reviewed
have.
it once, and then you also mentioned it on your segment on Monday with your hopefuls, your Newbery hopefuls. What happened with that title?
It did win a Coretta Scott King Author Award, and so I'm thrilled for that. Jewel Parker Rhodes is the author, and she has written some really, really amazing stuff over the past several years. I was hoping this was the year that she'd break into the Newberries. It wasn't, but I'm really glad she was recognized with the Coretta Scott King Author Award. The book itself is just one of those books that I really love handing to people because it's got history. It's about a black family who heard about the Oklahoma land rush, and they went to participate in that. And so we have all of the excitement of racing across the state to try to find a place, and how their color hampered them, certainly. But it wasn't the only thing that hampered them, and how they eventually got their land, and the journey was just a really great adventure story. So anybody who's looking for just a really good adventure, I highly recommend it.
This is What We're Reading, and we are talking with children's librarian Tracy Campa from the Grand Rapids Area Library, and we are recapping the 2026 American Library Association's Youth Media Awards that were just announced this last week. So what happens next? These books, they have been awarded, honor books have been awarded, medals have been given out. What happens to these books next?
Well, these books, when you have a Newbery label on them, you're pretty much guaranteed not to go out of print, which is important in children's literature, because books go in and out of print a lot. And that doesn't mean that books that are out of print now won't come back into print, because they do. But these books you can probably get your hands on at any time you want to. So that's important for the book, for the story. But what happens for me is that I'm now looking at 2026. So I'm starting to look at copyrights of 2026 and start thinking, oh, well, that's a good book. Maybe that one. I won't get serious about it until midsummer, but it's fun. It's a fun time of year.
Do you keep an ongoing list of books that you think you're going to want to check in on later in the year, or do you forget, or how do you go
Well,
about?
what I usually do is I have a pretty good memory of what I've read. And along about the middle of the year, I will start looking at other people's Newbery blogs and other people's mock Newbery things and that sort of thing. And I will chime in as to what I think and what I believe should be on those lists. So.
Were there any other big moments or surprises for you from Monday?
Something did happen in this year's awards that has never happened before. Candace Fleming, who is the author of Death in the Jungle, which actually won a YALSA Excellence Nonfiction Award, that's the book that follows Jim Jones and the People's Temple, and I spoke about it just last week. So her book, Death in the Jungle, not only won an Excellence in Nonfiction Award, but she herself, this is amazing. She won the Margaret Edwards Award, which is given for a body of work for young adults. And she won the Children's Literature Legacy Award, which is given for a body of work for children's books. She's the only person to ever win both in the same year, and only three people in the history of the awards have won both of these awards: Jacqueline Woodson, Walter Dean Myers, and Madeline L'Engle. So she is in some amazing company. But it was so cool to see her recognized for both her young adult work and her children's work because she is outstanding.